birth to a newborn baby. Amazing. Now, over the last couple of Sundays, some of the children have been revisiting the Christmas story. And in the hall, they've been making crowns, and Harrison, our little guy Harrison, has been writing a script. This is very adventurous, I should say. Now, this is a condensed nativity story. There are no shepherds. There are no angels. So please don't hold up hopes too high. And so for the next few moments, I'm going to hand over to the Sunday school.
So where's the donkey?
What donkey?
The one I asked you to book.
Well, I did have trouble with the computer that day. Oh wait, that haven't been invented yet, that's probably why.
Never mind.
Look, what's that?
Star silly.
It's a star silly. I know that. They don't call me wise for nothing. It must be an important star. Shall we see where it's going?
Say, let's go.
Let's go.
Up.
Yep, round this way. Yes, round here. Come round. Let's sing happy birthday now.
Happy birthday to you.
You have to go round again. Come on then, round again. Sorry. Come on. We were going to find the saviour of the world. Surely not in that old stable.
It's here.
Oh, I expect all the inns were full. It is Christmas. It's always busy at Christmas.
After the kings had travelled a little further, they did indeed find the saviour of the world in an old stable, lying in a manger, just as they had thought.
Ready? So sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Stop it! Do you guys know how late you are? The time for that was about 6 months ago.
It was all King... fault. His fault. Come on, everyone. Let's go home.
The Lord Jesus grew up in Nazareth and 30 years later began his ministry on earth, performing many miracles and doing his Father's will, so that whoever believes in him shall have eternal life.